This is a controversial topic, so I warn you now. If you cannot stomach anybody's opinion but your own, I suggest you turn this off immediately and pretend you never heard it. It's very simple. What happened is, of course, well known. Two Australian DJs having a little bit of fun at somebody else's expense. This is what comedians do. When you watch a comedy show, you are in effect laughing at something somebody did, or failed to do, or did in a very silly way. Australian DJs called the King Edward Hospital, I do believe it is called, and were put through, was put through to somebody they shouldn't have been by imitating, very badly I might add, the Queen and Prince Charles. Oh dear. The result thereof, of course, is the fact that the person who put them through, to my understanding, and from reading all these Twitter articles, unfortunately committed suicide. And, of course, everybody's blaming the DJs for that, not looking at the underlying whoops that she may have been suffering herself. No, they're just heaping abuse on the DJs for something very simple, very trivial. And really, it's the hospital's fault for having crappy protocols in place and not resolving this in the way that they should have resolved it in the first place, and saying, we'd like some proof. How they get that proof, I don't know. That's not really for me to decide. I don't run a hospital. I have no intentions of running a hospital. I don't know what kind of proof, as patient confidentiality, would mean that you have to obtain. But I feel very sorry for the nurse's family, or receptionist family, because I've heard her called a receptionist and or a nurse. I'm not quite sure which it is. We'll go with nurse. I've read more articles saying nurse than receptionist. I feel sorry for her family. Obviously, there was something else underlying going on there, because she's left behind two children and a husband. But I think that a psychiatric evaluation would have been better than taking what I perceive personally as rather a selfish way out and committing, which at this time, at the time of this audio boo, is most likely suicide. Of course, that could all change with tomorrow's news articles, I don't know. It's Friday night at the moment. It's 21:38 UK time. And as far as I'm aware, this is the current state of affairs. As pranks go, it wasn't particularly funny. Not as funny as calling up Tesco's and trying to place an order when you live in South Africa. But at the same time, the funny in it was the fact that they got through in the first place and were able to get that far as they did and not be challenged. I find that highly suspect, if I'm honest. It's very bizarre. That's what it is. It's very bizarre. I've been called harsh for my views this afternoon on Twitter, and insensitive for my views this afternoon on Twitter, and that's people's prerogative. If they want to see my views that way, I will not change them. I won't force myself upon them or try to change their opinion, because my opinion is this and your opinion is that. And if we all had the same opinion, boy, the world would be one boring ass place. But I stand steadfast by my opinion that there were other ways out, and she did not have to commit suicide, did not have to leave her children behind, because as far as I'm concerned, as a father, family always comes first. No questions about that. And the other methods could have been sought before taking such drastic and rather selfish actions. Furthermore, the DJs deleted or had their accounts, I'm not sure, on Twitter deleted. Okay, I can sort of see that. But the DJs are getting abuse, and the station that they work for, as far as I understand, is getting abuse from people with a knee-jerk reaction, blaming them for this nurse's death. That is unutterably stupid, narrow-minded, short-sighted, and stupendous. They, in Australia, didn't bully her. They in Australia didn't force her to commit suicide. They in Australia didn't call her up at her home and call her names like a 5-year-old would in the school playground, or a 16-year-old would in the girls' changing rooms, and cause her to commit suicide. They did none of these things at all. To even remotely suggest that shows your lack of common sense and your utter ignorance. This woman, unfortunately, may she rest in peace, obviously had further issues, none of which can be laid at the feet of those two DJs, whose names temporarily elude me. But yet people always need a scapegoat, and these DJs have become scapegoats. And quite frankly, that disgusts me. All they did was play a pretty boring prank. I've heard the call. I listened to it before making my comments known here. But this is my place to do that. And I've chosen to do that in the way that I have. 140 characters didn't really cut it. Of course, there's Facebook. But I couldn't be bothered with it. Though this will, of course, make it to Facebook. But that's okay. Conclude what you will. Research what you will. Don't believe what I've said here. The truth is only as you perceive it. But I stand by this. They, the DJs, are not culpable. Not culpable. They were silly and rather childish, but really, what prank isn't in some respect? But they are not culpable.